Rapes, muggings, and shootings have become a part of American cities since 2019 and George Floyd, according to an analysis of federal data. Researchers say the violence is a product of Democrats' anti-police, pro-criminal policies enacted after the death of George Floyd. This comes from a Washington Times report. City dweller victims of violent crimes shot up over 40% from 2019 to 2023, according to the Justice Department's National Crime Victimization Survey. When the Justice Department excluded simple assault, the lowest level, most common felony, from its survey responses, the victimization rate in urban areas jumped more than 54% in that period. Burglaries and other property theft were up 26% from 2019 to 2023. The federal survey does not include data on business-related property crime, so the smash-and-grab robberies and rampant shoplifting in metropolises aren't factored into the findings. The crime surge is confined to cities. The analysis showed little change in rural and suburban parts of the United States. So if you're a Democrat, what you take from this is to do more of it. If you're a Republican, you say, this isn't working, let's turn it around. As reported, Kamala wants more of this. She paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to defund police organizations from her campaign funds.